was coming and Killian, I got an email.
Yes.
And Killian
still got it.
Yeah, Killian actually talked. Okay, I call this meeting of the Jersey Township Zoning Commission of special meeting of August 28, 2024 at 7 p.m. to order. Do I please stand and say the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, and it started at 7:02 p.m. Okay. Roll call. You want me?
Whatever.
Okay, Killian Crankfield.
Present.
Scott Davis.
Here.
Karen Kitts here. Ross McLean. Absent. Adam Wheeler. Not here yet, hopefully. Bud Whitney.
Here.
And Brenda Hiles. Okay, and this is a special meeting for oak timber pallet and recycling. And I will turn it over to Holly.
Yeah,
Maddie.
Thank you very much. And Beth's going to put a presentation up that I prepared. While he's doing that, I want to remind everyone how this process works. This is the Worthington Overlay District. So the properties have already been rezoned and the overlay hovers over top of the existing zoning district. And then when an applicant, owner, developer wants to develop their land, then they apply for a development plan approval, which is what we are tonight. And that's an administrative process to pull down the cloud. So in order to pull down the cloud and actually get approval, they have to meet all of the criteria that's spelled out in the overlay district. So what I'm going to do tonight is review where there's resolve a few gaps and then a couple of divergences that the applicant has requested. A divergence is similar to a variance, but because it's going through the process of an overlay district, an administrative process through the trustees, it goes that any variation from those regulations goes to the trustees instead of the Board of Zoning Appeals. So we call it a divergence. So it's a slightly different process. Also want to mention that because this is an administrative action, when we wrote this overlay district, we included the Zoning Commission in the review as an informal review. So this is considered a workshop by the Zoning Commission to provide informal feedback to the trustees, and then the trustees will hold the actual hearing on it, hopefully at their next meeting is what they anticipate. So with that, we will go through the PowerPoint presentation. The Hope Timber pallet and recycling business is what is being proposed. The property is located in sub-area IE, which is the Innovation Employment District. I'm going to pull it up here on the screen, too, so I can see it real quickly. Can you go to the next slide, or are you not able to?
That's weird. Hold on a second. I'm in a presentation right here.
There we go. All right. So the existing... Nope, I want... The existing use is agriculture. They are asking to pull down the IE over the sub area of the WCOB. They are proposing a wood container and pallet manufacturing use, which is a permitted use within this sub area. The proposal is one lot on 32.948 acres, and they are requesting three divergences, which I will explain in a few moments. We can go to the next. The divergences that are being requested are to the minimum lot width size, reduction in parking requirements, and the elimination of the requirement to put a multi-use path along the existing roadway. As we go through this, I will provide some background information on each of these and then a recommendation on approval or disapproval of each of these. So if we could go to the next slide. This is the site plan. So the access is coming from the main road. And
the main road is
that's what I was just trying to Beaver, thank you. I couldn't find my notes fast enough. Beaver Road. And the owner actually owns two parcels. So you'll see on the access, as you get down towards Beaver Road, the driveway slightly curves and goes on to the second parcel that's owned by the applicant, but it is not part of the development plan. So as we go through our recommendations, we will have some comments on that access. That access is being provided there because of site distance. It's the reason why and existing. As he's pulling that up, I will mine over here. There we go. So there are some existing buildings on the site, and then they're expanding the area of those buildings, building a parking lot. When we informally reviewed this prior to the formal submission, they were proposing gravel. They have since addressed that because that's not permitted in the overlay. So they have been able to address some of the comments that we originally gave them with their informal submission. They meet all the setback requirements and screening requirements, etc. We go on to the next slide. This is the elevations that they are proposing. They meet all of the architectural requirements that are in the code for the IE subarea.
Are these buildings already the ones on there, or these are proposed?
So they are some of it there, and then this is showing what it would look like with the new additions on it. Yeah. And then if we go to the next slide. There are six things that we identified in our plan that needed to have something further addressed. First of all, they are proposing on-site systems, water and septic systems. They do not have central water and sewer there yet. So we are proposing to allow that to move forward with the on-site systems, but we're recommending that it be approved with language saying that the owner shall be required to connect to public water and sanitary sewers and abandoned and removed any on-site water and septic systems in accordance with all applicable laws within 12 months from the date of water and public sanitary sewer being extended to and available for use by the property, unless such time is extended by the trustees. I didn't put all that in the slide, but all that is in the report that you have in front of you. There's also a requirement that the applicable fire district reviews the plans and a letter be provided that it meets all of their requirements. We did not see that letter in the submittal, so that needs to be submitted. The gross floor area, it's noted in the letters to us that that's been adjusted or depicted on the plans, but we did not see it on the plan. That's needed specifically for the parking. They are asking for a divergence to parking, so it's not as big of a deal since they're asking for a divergence, but just to be kosher and have everything in order, we'd like to see the gross floor area on the plan. Access easement is needed. That was where I was showing you before, where it's encroaching on that adjacent parcel. And again, they own that parcel right now, but that parcel could be transferred later in the road, so that easement is needed to protect them. Stormwater, they provided some general preliminary stormwater information and then noted that this is a primarily green area. They have very little impervious area, but we wanted to make sure that as they go through the review process with the county, that they're complying with the county stormwater plan. And then finally, we previously questioned the fences on the preliminary informal review. The response back said that the fences are going to be removed, but we just need to have that noted on the plans. We couldn't see that on the actual plans. So those are the items we'd like to see addressed, and then go to the next slide. The next one is the divergences and what our recommendations are. As for lot width, we are recommending approval to reduce the minimum lot width. This is an existing lot, so we feel like it should be, you know, continued to be allowed to operate as an existing lot. So we recommend approval of that divergence. As for the parking reduction, they're asking for a reduction in spaces from 12 spaces to 6 spaces. The argument being that the current use, the proposed use, only has 5 employees on the largest shift, so the 6 spaces should be sufficient. We agree with that argument. We also typically, when somebody asks for parking divergence, we look to make sure that if there were ever a change in use in the future, would there be space for them to add parking? And there would be. And if there's ever a change in use, they'd have to come back for a revised development plan. So that protection is there for you. So we are recommending approval of that divergence. Then the last one is they're recommending, or they are requesting the removal of the requirement to put a multi-use path along the main line road, which is Beaver Road in this case. The purpose of this requirement is as development moves through the areas, every developer would be put in their portion, and eventually over time, the multi-use path would be put in place. Their argument is that there's nothing out there right now, but we are in a rapidly growing area, more rapid than anything else in Central Ohio. And Central Ohio is growing fast in and of itself. So we feel that we should, that path should be put in. It's also highly important in the comprehensive plan that bikeways and walkways and connectivity be provided. So we feel that granting a divergence to this would be going against the comprehensive plan. So we are recommending disapproval of that divergence. So then my last slide is just a summary of everything. I am not going to read everything off of there. We talked about every single one of those through this presentation. I tried to put in parentheses the overarching theme of each of the comments, but wanted to make sure each recommended condition is specifically laid out there as it is in your report. But knowing that we recommend approval of the development plan, subject to the 7 conditions that are listed in your report and on the screen, and also recommending approval of the 2 divergences of the lot width and the parking, and disapproval of the multi-use. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you.
I have a question. On your last slide, is it the same as page 5 of this?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Okay. So where do we go from here then? Is there a discussion?
Yeah, there's discussion among the zoning commission members. And then what you would do is you would tell Bud or me and what you want us to pass on to the trustees at their hearing.
Okay. Have we heard anything from the Monroe Fire Department?
Yeah, we actually got that letter yesterday.
Okay.
They're only concerned they were good with the access to and behind the building. But what they wanted to see was some sort of access down this side, just a little further to make sure they get around, they can get around the building. So we can make that update and do that letter prior to the next meeting.
Great.
And then the wording requiring the owner to connect to the public water and sanitary sewer when they get there, which would be probably next year.
Well, water, I thought was thinking water is supposed to be sometime all next year, I believe. Sewer will be
a little bit,
year or two.
Yeah.
Yes. And we included, at least in the preliminary submission, a letter from them describing that.
Okay. And then an easement on the adjacent parcel to allow the driveway to approach. What do we do there?
We'll write up an easement and submit it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you own the properties. It's just right now you're not going to be using the one. Will it be used later, or do you have any?
We don't have any short-term plans for that whatsoever. I would guess over the next couple of years, it will. We'll keep it. There's a farmer putting crops in there. I haven't talked to him, but I certainly would welcome that conversation with him to keep that crop land for the time being.
Okay. Okay. And then. Right now, we'll skip over the path. That's going to be okay. Confirming the applicant is compliant with the county stormwater requirements. That's already been confirmed, or
we will have to, once this process is done, we will go through like county planning commission, and that will have to be submitted and approved through them.
Okay.
So we didn't want to do that process until this process we made sure it was
okay.
Was good.
We performed very preliminarily the siding of the basin. There's substantial room there that had to grow a little bit, kind of similar to the parking
mm-hmm.
mentioned. So that's probably the lead to our concerns. And it'll be heavily scrutinized as we go through the county process.
Okay. And then the fencing, and what I've read through this, some fence has come down or something. Are you going to be fencing in the whole property, or is the fence coming down?
The only fence to be removed is there's a section where the driveway will continue to the back around for the truck parking.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a section of that fence to be removed. Everything else is to remain. I don't think there's an intent to take the rest of it down there.
Candidly, there's we didn't give it much time. It's old area where the horses would stay, and it's not in the way, and so we haven't really given that any thought. I'll do whatever the we want to do, to be honest with you, take it down and
well,
keep it
that's
there.
Up to you.
I mean, it's really up to you. If what's there today is existing. Anything new that's put in has to be on your development plan and approved. So if you would decide in the future you want to do new fencing,
we come back.
You have to come back.
Okay. We have no plans for fencing whatsoever.
Okay. And then the confirming that 23,664 square feet is the GFA of all the buildings. GFA in okay, gross foot area, current and proposed on the parcel. So that's how many square feet is going
to of the building.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
And I think there is a plan that shows each building the square footage of it.
Okay. Okay, now going back to number four, implementing a plan for a path as we recommended to not approve the divergence request to eliminate that requirement. Okay, and I guess I'm with Holly. I understand your reluctance to do it now because there is nothing there now. But as each one moves in, if they've done their part, it'll connect in the future, and that's something that the people of the township want is walkways or pathways or whatever, rather than a bare road. So
our only question to it was, once one of the adjacent parcels get developed, we put it in at that time, because obviously there's it goes to nowhere until then. But we understand the intent and the use of it.
Yeah.
So
to Lou's point, we don't disagree that you'll need a path. We did place an easement in that location, but the specific area where you'd want a path is
heavily. Yeah, what picture are you looking at? You're looking at the maps here. Which one are you looking at?
So if you want the easement is called out.
Is it on this one here?
It's on the area. So the easement being directly adjacent to the right of way is goes right through a nice wooded screen that's there. So
all this wooded screening could stay in,
which would be more important to the board at this point.
My only concern about delaying it is what mechanism does the township have to enforce it going in later?
So, could be said to be written where the water, that's what I was going to say, could be written the same way where once the, maybe once the adjacent property development is approved through all its approval, they have 3 months or something to put it in. I mean,
certainly the water and sewer. Yeah.
I would think through the water and sewer district, there's some teeth there too. You have a little, you have another entity that is in your health district
that's forcing you to do
pushing
you to do it.
With the multi-use path, you don't have those outside entities enforcing it. You could enforce it for a zoning violation, but that is quite a
process.
Another question on that. Hypothetically, no one moves, you know, there's a lot that never gets moved up.
So the intent is to try to get as much in as we can through the development process. The township is working on other tools for revenue generating things, JEDs and those sorts of things. That can ultimately help fill in any gaps maybe in the future.
No, I have. He's right now. He's just developing the one property. That walkway or pathway, would it have to go across both properties?
No,
just the one.
The one.
Okay.
I mean, my first thought was somebody's got to be the first, right? And nobody wants to be the first. I get it. It's a pretty rural area, but I think under the circumstances, I would be led to put something in writing that can be developed at a later time. I mean, I think if we were talking about multi-family use or a big manufacturing plant or something vast, I guess, right, in the frontage is fairly minimum. But I think I would probably agree that if they want to wait, if we put that in writing somehow, it would be would be okay with me. I don't know that we want to get into that down the road. That's my only hesitation, is being consistent, because people are going to come back and say, well, we didn't make them do it. Why do we have to do it? And that's valid. But I have to tell you just a little bit, in a year and a half I've been on this board, I've been most of the neighbors, a path going to nowhere for 100 feet or whatever it would be. I would imagine that most of the neighbors would probably appreciate the screening rather than having a path to nowhere. And the fact that down the road would be held to that you're, in a sense, I think what we're saying is we're going to be holding you to your word. I guess it is what it is in a sense, but I would think that it just seems like in that area, in this particular case, more of a one-off, or that wouldn't be bad if you guys agree to put it in there in writing that you'll do that within a certain amount of time. I don't know what
6 months. Maybe.
Yeah,
6 months.
Yeah, 6 months.
Yeah,
might be less.
Maybe 6 months.
Yeah.
I agree. Exactly.
I think it's.
Is it 6 months of both sides going in, or 6 months of one side?
I would say whichever side would be developed. The other thing is I would hate putting it in a piece that you're going to have all the construction traffic across. Typically, we would do it as you're working your way. So, beating it up.
And most likely, certainly not an expert in water and sewer installation. My guess is they would have to either bore underneath that existing path or dig it up and relay it.
Yes, there are those potential changes.
Just a guess, but that would be my two cents in that piece. It seems like it's a
like the road system. You get a nice new road, the next thing you know, they're digging it up and putting something they should have thought of beforehand. What kind of time limit? Or
I think 6 months of one side of the development is fair, except depending on weather and.
That's not that okay. I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I do have a question, if I may, I just had a couple notes reading over this. Are there any provisions anywhere in this document? I don't remember seeing any about the total number of pallets. I know there's 500 on a truck. I think if I remember correctly, are there any provisions, or can you tell us, or is there a chance you'd have 2,000 pallets on the property, or is it, is there an average, I guess? What I'm trying to get at is what stops from A being stored outside versus inside and collecting a mass amount of pallets on the property?
Well, I will, he can answer to the number. I will tell you there's no provision specific, but there will be some restrictions, and I think they're going to be getting worse with fire code and limitations on number and density and all of those things. So there are other mechanisms. You're not going to have the entire acre full of pallets you're squeezing through. So there are limitations on that side, but
sure. And there will be highly scrutinized by the fire department. They're coming up with new and more stringent requirements all the time about outside storage of pallets. But from to answer your question, we don't want to store pallets outside because it pretty well weathers and ruins the pallet. That's why we're putting up this other building, store them under the roof. There would be no reason and no financial reason whatsoever to store any more that can fit in underneath the roof or the buildings. Our goal is to bring pallet in because we typically buy them in the marketplace. We repair it, and then, of course, we resell it. So we have a real want to move them. Typically, the size of the storage building that we would like to put up accommodates a week of inventory. And we don't need any more than a week of inventory. We also have other warehouses that if it got, say for whatever reason, it made sense to bring them into Beaver Road, but we're full, they would be diverted to our Newark warehouse or our Waverly warehouse, where we have substantial more.
And I believe the buildings are required by fire code. Anything over 12,000 square feet has to have a sprinkler system in it.
That's
a requirement.
That's why he realizes square footage is 11,000.
Right? I mean, that's the rules, right? But
yeah.
I looked into that.
Exactly.
I think it's number one. I think that having the neighbors having, I guess that would be my first concern, of how many is going to be out there and are they going to stack up and basically become trash?
Yep.
Be a concern of mine. And then just from maybe general aesthetics and, you know, how many are coming in and out. So I appreciate the answer. And
that's the other reason why the new building and the loading docks and everything are back behind. We tried to utilize what was there in terms of buildings and bury all of that around the backside.
Right.
Be cognizant of neighbors. And
sure. Okay. That was the questions I had today.
And to follow up on that, only in the IE, not the other two subarears, but in the IE, outdoor service facilities are permitted, which includes that outdoor storage, but has to be shown and permitted on the development plan to get approved. So they are specifically stating that they are not doing storage. So, on the record, we're putting that. If they want to do that in the future, they would have to come back and get that approved through you. And if they start to do it outside of that approval, it's a violation.
And everything has been checked with the EPA and that also for this area here?
Phasing has been done. Yes.
Okay. So what is the...
So it sounds like to me, moving forward with this report to the trustees with the modification to the recommendation on the multi-use path, to allow that, to recommend that divergence, as long as they state in writing.
A conditional recommendation.
Conditional, yes. Yeah. As long as they state in writing that they will install the multi-use path within 6 months of one either side of the property developing and installing that multi-use.
Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And when do you expect to start? As soon as this is approved, or
probably the spring, because we still got to go through Lincoln County Planning Commission and all of the stormwater, all of that. Nothing will start until all that is done and approved.
Okay.
You don't need to vote. It is just a work session, and we take your notes back to the trustees. This is scheduled, Laura, correct me if I'm wrong, this is scheduled for next Wednesday's trustee.
Correct, because Monday is a holiday, so they move their meeting to Wednesday.
Yep. So this will be on then.
Agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any comments?
Wait a minute. Any public comments on?
I just have a question. On the entrance, you said that the entrance is another parcel of land. Now, are you changing your entrance then?
No. Okay. It's same location, but it will get wide, so the trucks can get in and out comfortably and visually.
Well, I know the lane part. Closer to the property line. There's the entrance to that bottom part there is kind of close to that property line.
Correct. It gets a little wider too, to grow away from the property. Away from the property.
Because
it won't get any closer.
I'm
the neighbor.
I'm 60 feet from that. Well, there's a guy on the
street. Gotcha.
But I'm the next one over.
Yes. Yeah, we will not get any closer to neighbor property.
Yeah. Any other public comments?
Sorry, let me ask you a quick question. What's the name of the
So there won't be any sawing. No, we will be doing no sawing in that facility. The noise level comes from nailers, and they'll all be inside. Because of the building, they'll certainly be muffled. The other noise will be forklifts going out to a truck and coming back into the building, either pulling pallets off a truck or loading them back into the building. And then the other noise would be going down the entrance path.
Do you anticipate ingress and egress from Mink to your facility and back?
Mink.
Yeah. Eastbound will be over your facility, outbound, westbound.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. That the other way is not conducive at all.
And one more question. What are your work hours?
Yeah, typically 7 to 5, depending on really hot days. We bring our guys in a little earlier, then we go home a little later. On cold days, it's typically 7 to 5. Not necessarily full crew there, but there may be people there from 7 to 5.
Okay. It's not a 24-hour thingy. It's just...
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty narrow. The tractor trailer's coming through there. I mean, because with a school bus coming, you pretty much have to pull on the side of the road. So if tractor trailer's going to be coming through, I mean, is there plans to widen this road, or are we going to lose some frontage?
Long-term, we ultimately... create the setbacks based upon the ultimate right-of-way for future widening of the roads. I mean, it's anticipated long-term that roads will get wider, but that's going to be long, that's the development of roads.
I have a couple of questions directed. On top of the semi-traffic, do you anticipate any kind of third-party vendor bringing trucks and trailers where they go pick up, like where I work, they would stack them out, so you can do a pickup truck and take some way wherever they go.
No,
straight on your trucks.
Yeah, they'll be our trucks. We call those guys pallet scavengers. And we deal in semi-load quantities. And so it's all of our trucks picking up and delivering our pallets. So no, there won't be any of that.
Okay.
They'll try, but we turn them away.
And for today, I guess, My question for you is, I don't know if it's the committee or the trustees, the letter that sent to the neighbors in the neighborhood, I don't know what the criteria for that is, but my property is the one up in the top right over there. There's almost no grass around the house. There's grass there now. Crops. I don't work in the house. My next door neighbor, 20 yards away, got the letter, the notification of this meeting, and I got nothing. I look out in front of there, see in the barn, and I didn't know until they told me, and talked to several of the neighbors, and then what something right through, they have to order the property or be across from it, but it kind of came as a surprise to me.
I don't know which
property. Where are you located?
I am 10935. I can be very top right. That's like the house to be the long way driveway there in the very top right place.
Okay, it's ground. It's mostly ground right here.
Yes, yeah, that was that's yeah. I've been working on it.
Well, that's the topical map thing. It's not well. Okay, you're not.
It's not adjoining.
Yeah, it's not adjoining, and that's probably why.
Okay, and I don't know. If that's something maybe for future updates because, like I said, I can see this from my property,
mm-hmm.
and it was a complete utter surprise. And even other folks that I've talked to who are, you know, one property over, but their house is, you know, maybe less than 100 yards away. It was a surprise.
Well, usually the guidelines are if they're conjoining to the property around it, they'll get a notice. If not,
it was like
within the
yeah.
So they're working within contiguous to and directly across the street. That natural gas and oil is between them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My suggestion would be that you sign up for the township's email.
Okay.
That would probably be the best.
Yeah,
do
check the site for the meeting updates and the next meeting posted is the next station.
And Wednesday will be the trustees meeting in this office at 7:30. Right.
Well, there's actually a trustee isn't on there yet. This
one. On the township website?
Yeah, I don't have the trustees on the website. This was on the website.
I'll have to double check. I knew about on the porch. I didn't know anything about.
Well, I'm just telling him the next meeting regarding this will be September 4th mm-hmm. at 7:30.
Okay. And
I do agree with the point I made. That aspect is something we could look into from the actual, like, what's in our guides.
I think your rezoning is 500, but this particular one is different.
Yeah, and it was already rezoned. It actually has the notification requirements like in the code, like in an updated code. Right. So, and we did do the across the street. So
we added some extra.
We added some extras that were across the street. We were trying to read to the best of what was written. As much as possible. So I mean,
I think that's a valid point. I think we'll look into down the road. I agree with you. I think, you know, I hate to bring up the New Albany word, but they do a very good job of posting that on the property. Right, you can go to the QR code and right, you would have known something was going on, and
yeah.
Certainly you could have made access or anybody driving by. So, although it sounds like we're following the letter there, I think we could probably look into that. Going forward, is this going to be one of many of these hearings? So I think that is valid. I'm sorry that you didn't know that.
No, I understand. I appreciate the explanation, but I just I appreciate you looking into that. Taking that consideration.
Yep, we will. I think that's a fair statement. Of try to, however, we do that, whether it's posting a sign on the property that's trying to plow down going forward, we'll have to work through that as a group. Right?
Sorry if I'm taking up everybody's time here. I do have a list of concerns. And I can give you this copy if you'd like to look them over. I have other copies. I just again, the overall width of the road, I don't have to measure the road. The road is only 16 and a half feet wide. And my driveway is right at the top of that line hill. Mm-hmm. And the oil and gas company right across they're medium duty trucks coming in and out. Have already broken the edges off the road and they've been patched there. I don't know if any of you actually driven down Beaver Road past this location
yeah.
and stopped by or anything, because I would really encourage you to Right now, like I said, I know the overlay exists. I've been reading through it, I've been looking at it, and I know that the change is inevitable. You know, things are coming. But this road in its entirety right now is residential. It is. And there are houses that are very close to the road is very narrow. There are several of us taking very young kids at 7 o'clock to
bus stop.
Bus stop, things like that. The entrance to that drive, whether it's legal here or there or not, I personally witnessed cars in excess of probably 80 to 100 miles an hour on this road.
No, absolutely.
I saw a car almost catch air coming over the hill by my drive. And for someone to slow down and make what is almost a 180-degree turn when you have traffic coming this way from a blind hill is a major concern. And like I said, just the fact that the water's not there yet, the sewer's not there yet. I hear a lot of, well, it's dependent on the water coming, we think 2024. It's dependent on the sewer coming, we think a year or two after. There's a lot of kind of ambiguity to it there. But I realize that nobody's going to stop the development. Nobody's going to stop what's coming. But I don't want to put the cart before the horse, say we're putting building in, we're bringing semis in, and then in 2 years, going, hey, we need a levy because the road is falling to crap and nobody can get their car now. And now the taxpayers are saddled with a levy because the road is broken up and falling apart.
Again, there's other irons that are being worked out for different things that I can't speak to, but there are revenue generating tools that can be utilized to help those that are being coupled with all of the zoning to address.
Yeah, I think it's a valid concern. I mean, it's going to be more so for the trustees.
Yeah.
Maybe some road signage improvements and stuff like that. Speed limit.
It's a valid point. I mean, this is something that you see happen every.
Well, I mean, even signing it's hard enough right now to get two such trucks past each other on the road. You know, if I'm in the middle of winter taking my daughter to daycare and there's a semi, there's only so far he can get over, only so far I can get over, and the semi's over. And it's just, it's like I said, the overall width of the road. I built a pole park in my building behind the house in that picture. And the gentleman came in with a truck that's a day cab, no sleeper, and a shorter is a 40-foot trailer, I believe. And he actually ended up having to go down the road and back into my car. But he couldn't actually make a turn into my driveway on the road and back in. And offloaded in the yard, use a forklift to bring it in because of trees, rocks, ditches, things like that. And just the overall width of the road.
Which, I mean, it sounds like why they're going to.
Why
is there? Yeah, I mean, they want to make it easy for their members, I assume.
What would be having way out of
that? Another thought I have is that,
on the safety,
this future is coming. Development, no, it's here. This is we're in it now. And in my mind, I think a place like this is going to be much preferred as opposed to some,
as opposed to a warehouse, it's
much larger.
Yeah,
thing for the second-hand trucks.
So. I can encourage you to continue to come to these meetings. Right, when you pull in here, normally there's four or five cars. It's usually just us, but no residents, and that's the only way we'll ever know and be able to make good decisions for all of you, including ourselves as township residents, to try to ease some of this. Right, that's the number one thing when you talk to people is there's a lot of people that do not want to move, right? Regardless of what happens, they want to try to stay. And I think that's our job is to understand that and try to find a way through the zoning code to accommodate that, right? Put the onus on the builders to try to make mounding and screening and things like that going forward. But if nobody ever shows up and states that we're just like you, right? Just residents trying to help out and trying to. So I encourage you to make sure you go to the trustees meeting and say the same things and continue to come to these and get your neighbors to come as well. So we know We can make good informed decisions because we don't live there, right? We don't. I can only imagine just by driving by it, I have a general idea, but I don't live there, so it's hard for me to imagine what you're talking about specifically. But it's your house, right? So I'm looking across at Intel, right? And I'm not happy about that. I don't have a ship. Here we go. So thanks for your comments. So appreciate it.
And just to add on that, we are trying that we started that listserv from the newsletter, and we are trying to add zoning commission meetings also when we know about it, but try to get the word out to help when they're not getting letters or whatever. So that's why I said that's a really good place to start.
And from my perspective, I hear what you're saying, and I'd like to hear any recommendations you might have for us at this property that we can accommodate the neighborhood with.
Okay.
Was there anything in here that spoke about leaving the existing trees in place?
So nothing should any of
that. The landscaping mentions the tree lines to remain.
Right.
On the landscaping plan sheet, one there. And there's a specific point about that should be done, but any plan should be done. On that sheet there.
Tree line to remain. It's on the green one. In the white little boxes, tree line to remain.
Yeah, from what I was reading, as I've read, like they're trying to remain that tree, all of that tree line, except for where they needed to take out to widen the entrance and anything they might need to take out to have enough of a site triangle that we're requesting for them.
Yeah, and we tried to widen and drive all on the side where it doesn't affect the trees.
Perfect.
Karen, just for the record, to help run that out. Adam arrived at 7:20.
Okay, thank you.
I guess she does her minutes from the tape.
Yeah, I just, for some reason in my head today, I was thinking it was a 7:30 meeting. Does the trustee meeting at 7:30, and I've been in up those as well.
Okay. So do I motion that the work session is over, or?
Yep.
Call for a motion to end the work session.
Make a motion.
I'll second it. Vote. Scott?
Yes.
Karen, yes. Killian?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
Okay. Work session is finished.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Okay. And then the October meeting will be October 7th. Okay. Motion to adjourn. All Karen, yes. Killian,
yes.
Scott,
yes.
Yeah. Okay, so adjourn. Yeah. What is it?
They're leaving.